Waiting. Join me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments as we experience truth about waiting on the Lord. Is this season in your life a time of waiting? There is something in your life that you need help or healing with. You find yourself wanting to fix it and somehow make it better, easier to deal with, healed, and no longer the problem or problems in your life, no longer having to endure and wonder how you will make it to the other side of this, wondering how God will bring you through this. There is a hymn I think of. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long. This is a time of waiting in my life. There is probably a time of waiting in your life. We wait for help for problems that we've created in our lives. We wait for help with circumstances that present themselves and we have no power over. We wait for healing in our minds, in our hearts, and in our relationships. We wait for desires and longings of our heart to take place in our lives. We wait for the promises and the Word of God in our lives. We wait. We find at times that we become impatient and grow weary of waiting and hoping and expecting the Lord to move on our behalf, and we try to fix it with our ways. We become faint and lose heart. Sometimes we are just plain out and out disobedient. God speaks to us in several scriptures about waiting on Him. One scripture He is drawing my attention to is Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. The word wait in this scripture means to remain, wait, or endure, to look for with anticipation. We hope in the Lord. The word for Lord is Yahweh. This name is seen in Exodus 3, verses 14 through 15, when God speaks to Moses about delivering the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. God spoke and said, I am who I am. God is not remote or aloof. He is always near, intervening on behalf of His children. He is a covenant God. And the name Yahweh brings about images of God's saving power in the lives of His people. Yahweh brought the children of Israel out of bondage and opened the sea for them to walk through to the other side in safety. He led them with His presence by a cloud by day and by fire at night. He fed them in the wilderness and kept His hand upon them to lead them to a promised land. This is the God we remain in, wait for, and look to with anticipation. We hope in the Lord, and God causes our hearts to be filled with courage. The Lord produces the courage within us. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart, your inner man, mind, and will take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. My mind remembers the beautiful family Christmas holidays as a child, waiting with anticipation for Christmas morning and the awe of such beautiful family times and memories. As a child, I waited in anticipation, looking forward with hope to the beautiful day filled with love, laughter, and joy. Our home was filled with lights, decorations, gifts, delicious food, and relatives. It was always a beautiful time. Such hope and anticipation every year of my childhood. Let our hearts be filled with hope and anticipation as we wait in awe of the miraculous God we serve. Let us remember the great joy of our salvation, the awe of His presence, the goodness and faithfulness of God, the times of His deliverance, His redemption, His healing. He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In righteousness, we will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for His glory. Even when we find that we have grown weary and disobeyed, Isaiah 57:14-20 speaks about how God relates to His people who are humble and repentant. The scripture states, "Rebuild the road, clear away rocks and stones so my people can return from captivity. The high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the holy one says this, 'I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. For I will not fight against you forever. I will not always be angry. If I were, all people would pass away, all the souls I have made. I was angry, so I punished these greedy people. I withdrew from them, but they kept going in their stubborn way. I have seen what they do, but I will heal them. I will lead them. I will comfort those who mourn, bringing words of praise to their lips. May they have abundant peace, both near and far, says the Lord who heals them. But those who reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still, but continuously churns up mud and dirt. There is no peace for the wicked." Today, let our hearts expect and anticipate God's goodness and faithfulness for every circumstance that we find ourselves waiting on. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait on the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, You are holy. You are glorious. You are good. You are almighty. You are all-powerful. You are magnificent and bigger than any problem, sickness, or circumstance in my life. You forgive us of our sins, our impatience, our disobedience. We come to You with humble hearts and repentance. We bow before You, Lord, and ask for Your grace and mercy. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, let our hearts wait on You. Let our desire be for You and Your will. Father, bring about beauty for ashes, joy instead of grief, and a spirit of praise instead of heaviness. Let us lift up our hands in worship to You and lift up our eyes to You, the Maker of heaven and earth, who our help comes from. Father, give us courage and strong hearts as we wait and abide in You, the glory and the lifter of our heads. Heal our diseases and our wounded hearts. Reconcile our broken relationships and work in every circumstance to provide and bring restoration. Thank You, Father. We anticipate Your goodness, loving kindness, and faithfulness. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Please feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christ christian316 at gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May your heart be strong and courageous as you wait with anticipation for the Lord today. Deep Sorrow. Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about times of deep sorrow. Deep Sorrow. Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about times of deep sorrow.